This is Afroeconomics with J.B. Bryan. Afroeconomics is a strategic financial management program designed for the advancement of Black wealth in America and abroad. Ten signs your debt is out of control. I'd say if one or two of these things is true for you, then your debt is out of control. But even just one. Let's make sure that none of these things are applicable to you. Let's put it that way, huh? Many financial reports say that the average household carries at least $10,000 in credit card debt. In addition to that debt, many people, too many people, take out upside down car loans. You know, that's when like you owe more than what the car is worth because the other car got totaled and you take the balance over. And that's bad. And overextending themselves in home purchases because they said that you could afford that and you did the maximum, where I always say, do the minimum. Don't overextend yourself. Keep yourself happy and at peace and healthy so that you can save for your future. Because sometimes you can spend so much in the purchase of the house and the car that you can't save anything for your future. And debt is generally an unfortunate part of too many lives. And if you decide to buy a house or a car, it shouldn't be another excuse for you to rack up huge credit card balances because you want to buy all this new stuff to go along with the new house and the new car, and or take out additional unnecessary personal loans. So let's be careful. And I want to run these things by you real quickly to see if any of these things are true. And I want you to take them seriously. Number one, are you barely keeping up with the minimum payments on your debts? Or even if you're maintaining a balance on your credit cards, then really your debt is out of control because they should be paid off each month. Number two, are you using your savings to pay for daily expenses? A third sign that your debt may be out of control, are creditors calling you? Has anything been repossessed, or are your wages being garnished? And a fourth sign that your debt is out of control, you're not saving at least 10% of your income, or you're not saving any money at all. And number five, are your debt balances growing every month because you're only paying the minimum payments and the interest is adding up, or you're putting more on the credit card balance every month? I'm J.B. Bryan, the creator of Afroeconomics, a strategic financial empowerment program based on 10 timeless financial principles like generational wealth and legacy, financial knowledge, credit confidence, entrepreneurship, self-reliance, and more. Afroeconomics gives you the guidance and tools you can use to develop and sustain wealth. Check out Afroeconomics on your favorite social media platforms. You will find us everywhere. Plus, enjoy my weekly Afroeconomics podcast. There are many levels of Afroeconomics membership, including the free online access membership level called No Excuses. So make no excuses and check out Afroeconomics.com today. Powered by J.B. Bryan Financial Group Incorporated, a registered investment advisory firm. Hashtag Afroeconomics. A sixth sign that your debt may be out of control, has your credit score recently taken a hit? Because we don't want that to happen. Your credit score dropping can impact employment. Credit score dropping can impact the premiums that you pay on your car or home insurance. So your credit score is serious. So if your credit score has taken a hit, most likely your debt is out of control. Number seven, your health is suffering. The stress of not being able to keep up with your payments can impact your blood pressure. It can make you be overweight. It can disrupt your sleep routine. It can make you unhappy. It can cause divorce. it's amazing, but financial issues are the number one cause of divorce, and it can impact your anxiety and your appetite. Probably can lead to losing your job because you're so uptight. Or like you're getting all these calls at work, or they're trying to hunt you down, and then your employer gets mad. Your health can be impacted because you're constantly thinking about the debt, reminded about the debt from all the calls. Then that's a sign that your debt is out of control. Protect your health. Research shows that a person with a low credit score is more likely to have cardiovascular disease. And a seventh question to ask, have you been denied for new credit? Another sign that your debt is out of control. Are you living paycheck to paycheck? Like you're sitting there, it's the 29th, and you're like, whoa, I hope I make it to tomorrow, or I hope I make it to the first. Living paycheck to paycheck. You deserve more than that, and we're going to correct that. And please, please get involved in Afroeconomics. And number nine, I call this one Fighting Temptation because of that movie where he was switching from credit card to credit card. Or have you been turned down publicly? And you're so close to the max on everything that you're using cards to pay cards. Yeah, I don't know if you remember that scene in the movie, but it was Fighting Temptation with Cuba Gooding and Beyonce. And he was buying Beyonce something and his card, he had to switch to another card. And he goes, try this one. And then the second one worked. And then she said, I'll pay you tomorrow. I'll give you a check tomorrow. And he says, no cash, please. And he went to get that money back from her, too. And number 10, you borrow money from friends and family to pay your bills. I mean, think about these signs. Is that happening in your life? And because, I mean, think about how much, because of your debt being out of control, that it can impact your friends. You know, when you call them and you have to ask them for to help you take care of your responsibility, how heartbreaking that is for you, and it can cause a strain on your friendship and the relationship. So let's make sure that we avoid these signs of your debt being out of control. Check out Afroeconomics.com. Participate in my weekly events. Join Afroeconomics. There's a absolutely free level of Afroeconomics called No Excuses. Take advantage or step up and do the full comprehensive financial planning membership of Afroeconomics. That's Afroeconomics, and I'm JB Bryan.
Today's podcast was powered by JB Bryan Financial Group, a registered investment advisory firm and the home of Afroeconomics in Virginia, Maryland, Washington, D.C., and New York. Don't forget to subscribe to Afroeconomics with JB Bryan on iTunes, Google Play, SoundCloud, Stitcher, and any other podcast directory. If you like what you hear, leave me a 5-star review. I'm JB Bryan, and that's Afroeconomics at AURN.com.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.